When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're absolutely delighted to have in studio Will Steger. Will is a Minnesota explorer, a climate change expert, the first man who ever went to the Antarctic by dog sled. And you're back in studio to tell us about this amazing film that is premiering tonight after Antarctica at the Twin Cities Film Fest. Hello.
Yep.
He's very disappointed. His picture was taken down from the Manmore Grant.
Yeah.
Right. Shout out to Carla and Teresa. You know who you are. Your brother. I don't know if he's older or younger. He told us to say hi.
Younger. Yeah, my younger sisters.
So hello.
Nice to be back.
Yes.
It's been years.
It has been years.
Yeah.
Tell us about this film After Antarctica.
Yeah, After Antarctica is produced by two young filmmakers, Natasha Van Zandt and Sebastian Zach. They're 31 years old from San Francisco, originally from the Twin Cities. It's a full-length documentary, and it's about pretty much about my life around Antarctica, the solos I did. It's the first time I ever opened up about my personal life and things I've done, you know, besides expeditions. And it's doing real well. It's won a number of awards out east on the film festivals, and we're really pleased to have it showing tomorrow here at the Twin Cities.
Is it just tomorrow? It's not tonight. It's just tomorrow.
Tomorrow, at 1:30.
Okay, got it. All right.
And you go
bad information, of course.
TwinCitiesFilmFest.org for tickets. And I would think that they're going to be going fast. And are you speaking after or before the movie?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be greet the people. And then we're going to have some questions and answers afterwards.
What did the filmmaker say to you to get you to open up
about your life?
About your life. What was their compelling thing that they got you to go, okay,
There's more to him besides the dog sled.
Yeah, I trusted him for on. We've been working on this for 6 years. And we spent a lot of time together. They said we're closer than family. We spent all our holidays. And we went to Antarctica together. We stayed together in a little room, a cabin at the bottom of the ship, about the size of a closet. And so we got to know each other very well. And I gave him use of all my archives. And I saw the film for the first time. They rented the little theater up in Ely for me to go up in there alone
to
watch.
Cool.
Such a cute theater, too.
In April, and I was really impressed. I mean, you have to really trust the person. They can really embarrass you or however they want you to make your look. But that I thought it was really accurate, and it was done with a lot of love and taste. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do so you did your first bobsled trip to Antarctica.
I don't think you call that a bobsled.
All right, dog sled.
Dog sled, yeah.
A dog sled
It'd be pretty funny if you could rock it around in a bobsled.
So you did that, was it 30 years ago, Will?
Yeah, 30 years ago. It was the first traverse of Antarctica, long route, 3,700 miles by dog team. And 1989-90 it was, so...
Oh, we remember that. It was amazing.
It was a big deal.
News.
The schools all had watched you travel and everything, and you know, so 30 years later, you went back. What impacts did you witness of climate change?
Well, it's pretty incredible. The area we went in was all ice, 30 years ago. I mean, the ice was 1,000 foot thick there, and it was all open water.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a year ago. Yeah. And it was, it was strange because last time I was there, it was all ice, and here we are in a ship, and, where are we at? I had to double check the compass here to see. It's just the same place, but it was.
Did it make you cry?
It's just, one of those things with climate. You just don't know what to say. Your jaw drops, but, it's a reality. So we have to face up to it here. We've got a problem. But it's always a story I wanted to share with everybody. A story, I think we all have our own climate stories now, last summer and everything. And But I saw it from the very beginning, and I shared it over the last years. Through the presentations and that now, with the opportunity of the film, I'm able to reach a much wider audience. And when the film is finished, this is a film festival, so it's not, the film is about 98% there, but we'll have what's called an impact campaign when it's really out in the public. And that's what people can do. Afterwards, it'll be upbeat as you can about the climate these days, but it'll point people in different directions that they can do to,
take action.
You know, the solutions and, you know, how are we going to adapt this to this right now?
Are we in code red for climate change?
We are, yeah. The sugar's off the pill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we saw it last summer. I mean, it's pretty hard to doubt it after
the
summer.
Yeah.
And the reality is, you know, we're in a problem here, so we have to really face up to it. And, I mean, we have so much technology and opportunities here, but we really need to be a cohesive one like we were on our small little team crossing Antarctica in order to solve this.
All right, and we're with Will Steger. We're talking to him about his movie After Antarctica, because I know in the president's plan, you know, Build Back Better, that they're really fighting for having this climate change money be put into this bill, because it will create jobs and it is so necessary to our future.
Yep.
Are you involved with that in any way? Or,
you know, I was early on 20 years ago to help jumpstart the clean energy economy here. The great thing is, you know, the solutions are really creating these new jobs and our local economy. We have $1 billion industry now in clean energy in Minnesota.
It's that much.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's so we've got it. So the good news is the employment. I mean, we're changing over a whole different economy, electrification, clean economy, one that we won't have pollution 10, 15 years from now. And but we're going to have to move fast, and then we're going to have to adapt, because some of the changes now, you know, we're just going to have to accept.
Mm-hmm. You know, give me an example of something like that.
Just the warmer weather, loss of, we're not going to totally lose winter. You know, if you're a farmer, you know, it's issues because, you know, like we're seeing droughts, and then other times we had record rains and back and forth. These things are going to happen, but we have to adjust around them.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, we're with Will Steger, and, this is a side note question, Will, that, your friends didn't pre-approve, but just want to ask you, what does it feel like for you? Because Lori and I, hopefully we can keep you for a couple more minutes after this segment. Okay. What do you think when you see everyone doing all the space exploration and we've got all the issues down here and we're just watching everyone go to the moon or fly up in these aircrafts or rockets and stuff?
You're talking about the billionaire space race?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, I wish they put a percentage of that money into our inner city and help out here.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, on tech. I mean, we do need space exploration. You know, it's why how we like it or not. That's up with the internet. That's how that came about.
Yeah.
So the technology investment is worthwhile, but we really need to get some of that money and invest it.
That's what we thought. From your mouth to Bezos here.
We're going to take a quick break. We're with Will Steger. Okay. We're talking about After Antarctica. This is Lori and Julia, my talk. The Twin Cities is so delighted. We've got two good things going on here this weekend. We have Will Steger in studio. Lori's going to meet Mick Jagger on Sunday night, Will.
No.
She's going to harass him.
He's here from the show.
Yeah, okay, and the Twin Cities Film Fest kicked off last night, and it's running through next Saturday. But tomorrow at 1:30 p.m., you can see Will Steger's documentary that he made with two wonderful documentary makers. I can't think of their
filmmakers,
names. Filmmakers, and they are originally from Minnesota, but have moved to San Francisco, and you worked on this movie with them for quite a while, and it's going to be at the Showplace Icon in St. Louis Park. Q&A with you afterwards. Tickets are $12. Go to TwinCitiesFilmFest.org. And also, Will Steger up in Ely has the Steger Wilderness Center, where you are using wilderness experiences to help tackle environmental problems. And I bet you were freaked out when the fires were so close there this summer.
Very close.
Yeah.
Couldn't hardly breathe out there today. Last summer. We first had smoke from northern Ontario, but then the big fires came, as you know, in August. And it was really sobering.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And the documentary is called After Antarctica. What do you want people to know about climate change?
Well, we have to know for sure it's real, and like we were talking about, you know, it's code red, as you called it, you know, so we know we have a problem, but we really have to be as a cohesive force here together to tackle this problem. A lot of the solution, as I mentioned before, is economic, so it's nothing, it's really going to make our economy, but we really have to start moving real quickly. We used to say we have 10 years, 1 year. We don't have any time left. Time is right now to get action on this.
Is the world in agreement on this most part?
They are. You know, I mean, we're a little bit in a void here in the United States because we're so split around this. But next week I'm going to the climate conference in Scotland. It's all the nations of the world are coming together, but there's definitely consensus there. I mean, they're there for business to figure out what do we have to do here to cut carbon, what are the limits that we have to set, and so forth. And it's not everybody's like any situation. Not everybody's in agreement, but there's a spirit of cooperation, and then this time real urgency here.
Yeah.
That we have to do something, and the population of the world is really behind this too. So there's definitely expectations for these leaders to produce something here.
Well, you'll get on them. You'll make them.
Yep. Hopefully, yeah. I don't know. A kid from Minnesota can do it.
A kid from Minnesota, you can do it.
But it's gonna be a real interesting and hopefully a very fruitful 2 weeks there.
How do you deal with? Okay, so you went to Antarctica 30 years ago, and now you went back last year. How do you emotionally deal with, because you've been a passion man of the outdoors your entire life. How do you deal with, I would say, your disappointment or fear or something?
Yeah.
How does that go for you?
Well, you know, I'm a realist, and I accept, first of all, you have to accept where we're at. You can't get bogged down in negativity. And I'm also an optimist, but I'm really, really grounded. I'm extremely practical. That's why I've survived here. I'm still talking on the show after all these years. but I see a lot of hope. I really have a hope in the collective human spirit. That's where I'll place my bets any day on that, you know, we have the tools to figure this out. And I like challenges, but, you know, I have deep concern for a portion of our population globally that are really going to suffer from that. That's my big concern, and our loss of species on the planet.
Right.
But here in the United States, especially Minnesota, we're in a very good position compared to the rest of the world to adapt. And we have a lot of resources here. We are starting to take back from the fossil fuel companies over the years now our energy. So, I would say within 3-4 years, at least 3/4 of our energy will be owned by, you know, local energy, the clean energy, and so forth. And that's economy. I mean, that's a lot of. Jobs, and I have utmost of faith, of course, in the younger people, because
they're passionate about this.
They're very passionate about this, and their sense of justice and fairness has really been a really good example for me too. So, so I don't get down too long. I mean, you're allowed a little bit of a timeout, but
sure.
But all of us have to be leaders in this. We have to stand up and be doers. We can't put our heads in our sand, because a lot of times it seems overwhelming. But if you're overwhelming, just join forces with other people. That's what I do, because as an individual, you can easily get blown over by whatever you're facing. Mm-hmm. But when we work as a community together, that helps us stand strong and to face this head on, because what else are we going to do? We've got to face it head on, and let's just get out there and like the old American spirit that we were once very famous in this world for.
Put your boots on, pull up your pants, and get working, get moving, get at walking.
Because it does feel like a lot of the climate change consequences, catastrophes, it's rich countries making a lot of emissions, you know, a lot of, then it falls on a lot of the global poor of the world.
Exactly. It's about 10% of the population that's, you know, they're doing the massive consumption, and we're part of it, by the way, in the United States too. And it's the rest of the world. And we're talking 85-90% of the world. I mean, you may have a larger population in Africa, but they're living extremely simple. They don't have the carbon footprint.
Sure.
They're not jet setting around the world for their pleasure trips. We have to look at our habits too. And
do you think in Scotland, like, is that one of the things? Do the rich nations of the world, are they in agreement that they need to be leaders on this?
They are, but you know, they have to let's have some rubber on the pavement here and take a look at what we have to do, because there is a little bit of makeup and justice too. I mean, we do have to be fair in this world, and we have many advantages here, but we have to share that and take the responsibility, in leading, and because that's what I hope to see happening here. The conference starts, I think, on the 5th of November. It goes through the 18th.
And are you speaking at something?
Yeah, speaking there at the beginning. So
you are.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Is there anyone you're excited to meet, or have you met a lot of these people before?
I met a lot of people there, but you know, you meet a lot of new people there. Mm-hmm. It's always
because like president,
administration,
yeah, ministers, a little of everything. I mean, but it's all like-minded, so
That's wonderful.
It's almost like a diplomatic meeting.
Yeah,
because everybody's there to on business.
Yeah,
yeah,
and we're there together. Like I say, there's differences, but that's there's a spirit of international cooperation, just like Trans-Antarctica. Mm-hmm. 30 years ago, that's how we survived Antarctica. And that's how our Antarctic expedition was really actually a platform for the preservation of Antarctica, because there was a treaty that was going to open up Antarctica for exploration of minerals on that year of 1990 when we finished the expedition. And in order to change that around, we had to get all 27 treaty nations to change that vote.
Which and you guys did.
We managed to do that.
Wow. Okay, so how many times have you been to Antarctica, Will Steger, if you're just joining us? That's what
yeah, I've been there. Well, the major expedition, of course. I've been down by a ship probably five or six times,
wow. Yeah.
Are you astounded when you look back at 30 years ago when you did that first trip, when you saw it in the film? Are you kind of in awe of your younger self?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you went by sled. I mean, that's different than going by ship.
I'm in awe sometimes when I think of some of my motorcycle trips that I did without a helmet. I'm like, I'm really in awe of that younger woman.
That's a dumb thing to do.
You
want to be around.
Right, but to me, going on the Antarctica, I mean, it was a trip with dangers.
And, yeah, it was very dangerous. But I look back at the, you know, the six of us, and we finished with the best of friends, and we've worked together ever since, too. It's that spirit of cooperation amongst their team, but amongst the countries. That's what I look at back at the adventure would never, ever be repeated again, because that route no longer exists, because some of it's in the ocean now. And but I'm amazed that I've seen all this. I mean, I kept weather records when I was 8 years old in 1952, and I taught climate change in my classes in the late 60s.
You were meant to know it.
Then I'm here, you know, to see. I saw the Arctic 25 years of a cold, and now I see it all going, and it's remarkable. Now we're in code red, and just to be around, I just feel very fortunate, and I hope I can be around a little longer here to, you know, keep the momentum going.
Well,
here.
You're That's looking awesome. Well.
Oh, I know. Yeah. No, we haven't aged at all.
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
we age at the same rate, so we all look
exactly.
We all look good.
Thank you. After Antarctica, it's showing tomorrow at the Twin Cities Film Fest at 1:30. That's at Showcase Icon. Information, of course, twincityfilmfest.org. You'll get to meet Will. You'll have a Q&A with the film makers here, too.
I can't
as
wait
well,
to
Sebastian
see
Sebastian and Tasha. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. It just on in general, the feedback after people have seen the film at these other film festivals, what have you heard?
It's amazing. People cry, they laugh, they sob, they're up, they're down. I mean, it's the filmmakers that really put this thing together properly. I feel it's a really true rendition, which is I'm thankful for, because you know you can come out looking at a clown, or a producer can make you look any way.
Yeah, they all don't have to write a memoir if you don't feel like it.
There you go.
It's done on this big screen. This is the way to go.
that's why I look at it too. I don't have to write that book. So
I love this. Yeah. I love this. Well, thank you, Will. It's always a treat to see you.
And hopefully, always great to be here. And after COVID and everything,
I know. Yeah, it's so really. Nice to see faces.
We can't let this many years slip between us again.
Oh, no. I bug my neighbor all the time. Yeah, when's Will coming back down here? We need some hope.
I know. Yeah. Thanks and good luck.
You.
And we can't wait to see the movie after Antarctica. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick
break. Thanks a lot, then.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Bye-bye.